Hey everybody, this is Stelly FD, and it's the holiday season. We're using this opportunity to re-release the very first episode of this podcast that Heaton and I recorded back in 2015. It's been over 3 years. Now, a lot of you have been following us for many years, but many of you probably never heard the very first episode we've ever recorded. And there are some great lessons in there for anyone who wants to start a podcast or any other project that requires ongoing content production, for that matter. Most people overthink and underact. You want to do the opposite. You know, you want to commit, take action, build a habit, create consistency. Now, your first attempt might be a little rough around the edges, but you're not aiming for perfection, you're just aiming for momentum. That's what we did, and that's how we've been able to, you know, create and record over 2 episodes every single week for over 3 years. And now, without further ado, here is the very first and original episode of the Startup Chat. Enjoy.
You're listening to the world's best business podcast with Stelly Efti and Heaton Shaw, who insisted on having Stelly's name mentioned first, despite him having more Twitter followers.
Shut up!
If you're an entrepreneur who wants to get shit done, stop everything else and focus on this podcast for the next 20 minutes. Then go back to work and crush it.
All right, let's go. So this is Stelly Efti, myself, and then Heaton Shaw. And what we're doing is we're trying to figure out if we want to do a podcast. And I think we already figured out we want to do a podcast together. But now we try to figure out what the hell and how exactly and what it should be.
Yeah, neither of us have done a podcast. And so this is the first podcast to talk about us doing a podcast and how we're going to figure out how to do a podcast.
So it's very meta of us. Yeah.
So Stelly, how are we going to do this?
Well, first, let's talk about why we want to do it.
I like that.
So I pitched the idea, so let me say why I think we want to do that. I've been a fan of Heaton's for a long time, and then a few months ago, we met at a first conference we were both on a panel at.
Yep.
And I instantly hated the guy. Like, I just knew with a passion.
Tell him the story, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So here's the story. I didn't even know I did that.
Yeah, right.
I'm sorry.
So here's the story. So I'm sitting in the audience. It's SalesConf in San Francisco. Sitting in the audience. I arrived like 30 minutes before my panel. And I'm excited because I'm like, partially I was there to meet you. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to meet Heaton.
Me too.
It's going to be awesome. Fuck you.
I was going to meet myself.
All right. Yes. That's it. Okay. So I'm sitting in the audience and then Heaton shows up and sits right next to me, you know, waiting for our time to go on the panel. And I think, oh, that's perfect. And you know, when you like try to make eye contact, so I turn around and I look at you, like I look at him. And I'm trying to see, hey, can we shake hands, say hello, chit-chat before the panel? And Heaton is, like, totally ignoring me, looking at his phone, typing away really important text messages to write and tweets to read. Like, I don't know what he was doing. But you have to put a lot of effort to not see somebody that looks at you that sits right next to you, right? So he was just totally ignoring me. And I thought, my internal dialogue was like, all right, dude, if you don't wanna say hello, then, well, let's not say hello. We'll figure it out. So my first impression was that you're not that excited to chat to me.
So now you know how my wife feels when I'm at home.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay.
I didn't do it on purpose. So my side is I didn't do it on purpose. When I'm at a conference and in the audience, I know I could get more followers. And I'm basically, I love getting followers. So what I'll do is I'll like start tweeting quotes and put the hashtag from the conference. It'll get me more followers.
There you go. That
and
makes
so
sense.
That's what I was doing.
So you
I
were
was not trying to ignore
so,
you.
Oh, sorry. So while I was fucking around,
yeah,
trying to be liked, you yeah were doing work.
That's right. Basically, yes, I was trying okay to, you know, personal all branding,
right,
whatever.
All right. So yeah, so then here's what happens next, and we'll jump in the timeline to more recent times. But the next thing that happens is we go on stage, we sit down to the panel. First question, and Heaton is like, "Well, I know Stelly's going to say this and this about it." And I'm like, "What? First of all, I didn't know you know me or know any of my shit." And then second of all, I didn't expect you to come out of the bat going like giving me props. And he did something. He said, you made some joke about me and then I gave you shit back. And it was like, all right, instantly, I love this guy.
I made up for ignoring you, right?
Yes, you really did.
So quickly, my story is I've known about Stelly since he was in Y Combinator and was running a basically sales consulting company, helping startups with sales, venture-backed startups with sales. And we actually tried to hire him and he said no. But I blame my co-founder because it took him a year to go contact Stelly after I told him, hey, you should go talk to these guys because he's way more outgoing and will send the damn cold emails and I won't. So I apologize we didn't meet earlier. It's actually my fault. I probably knew you, probably not before you knew me, but around the same time. So anyway, so we hit it off. We like bullshitting with each other. And we went to a conference recently and we had a lot of good chemistry and even people in the audience liked it. We did a teardown on stage and people really liked it. So, and we've always wanted to do something together. Oh, there's my phone blowing up. It's like some tweet or something, right? So that's why we're doing this, because I think we have good chemistry and we hear that you need that when you do a podcast. So that you're entertaining.
Like, this is super selfish. It's like, it's so fun. We should hang out more together. And then I think both of us subconsciously also realized we probably are not going to do that if there's not a good reason for it. So how can we make this a thing that we feel good about investing time in? Although, you know, to a big degree, we just want to bullshit and chat about business and life and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
Yep.
The other thing is that before we move on and try to figure out how we should do this is that I think besides having mad chemistry, is that we have very interesting complementary skill sets and experiences. So I'm like the sales guy in the startup world and SaaS world, and you're like the marketing guy. We've both been CEOs of businesses. We've both self-funded. I'm not going to say bootstrap because
we're going to
highlight this in the podcast a lot.
That'll be like a 20-minute rant. So we'll save that for some other time.
But Heaton doesn't like the term bootstrap. He wants all of us to adopt self-funded because it's more accurate.
So I thought we weren't going to get into it.
All right, sorry. So we've self-funded and we've VC-funded companies, and we have really interesting perspectives on both. So hopefully this is going to be super valuable to people. So now let's try to figure out how we're going to do this. So, first, let's talk about title. Right.
Yeah.
What should be the name of the podcast? This is branding. One-on-one. What should be the branding of the podcast? How should we call this thing?
So one way to do it is just use our names. So the Stelly and Heaton talk.
All right.
Right. Another way is make it all about sales and marketing.
Yeah.
But I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
Yep.
We really like talking about business and companies more than anything else.
Yep.
I think there's a few different options, either topical or way more personal branding oriented.
And even if even in sales and marketing, it could be like SaaS sales and marketing or SaaS, the SaaS podcast. So
yeah.
Something's more for, or the startup sales and marketing. So
then we can't talk about our kids.
That's true. And we really don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, this is coming together because we think we can both have a great voice together and really provide value to people. So if the reason why we come together is because of us, maybe we should focus the brand on that versus we didn't think we need to do a sales and marketing podcast. And then we thought, who could be the co-host
this? That's right.
That's not the genesis.
We just wanted to talk.
Yeah. So let's make it about us.
Okay, cool.
So we'll call it Heaton and Stelly, we're awesome podcast.
I think we're going to have to argue about whose name comes first because I want your name to come first.
We'll flip a coin. or we'll do something. We'll SEO this. What would be a higher ranking in the iTunes podcast?
Well, I'm more popular, so obviously me.
Yes, that's actually
But
a
I
very
want
good
your
point.
Name first.
All right, you sold me.
All right.
All right. All right. We'll see.
I have more Twitter followers.
You have more everything followers.
Yeah, I guess.
That's on all counts. This should be more about you because we're going to get
Heaton
a lot.
Show.
There you go.
Stelly's just
I'm just your personal assistant.
Yes, you got to tell the story.
All right, at this conference that we were a few days ago, I started introducing myself to people. So some people knew how I was, right? So I'm not totally unknown. But then a lot of times people would come to chat to the two of us because we're always together in the conference. We rock the conference together.
Right.
And people like wanted to know who I am and what I do. And I started introducing myself as your assistant, right? So I was like, I'm just Heaton's assistant. And most people would just totally buy that, right? Yeah. And then Heaton was like, stop doing that. And no, he's not. And then I see, we went for dinner with a bunch of really cool people. And the next day I gave a talk on the conference just before you gave a talk.
Yeah.
And then we see a tweet. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So we see a tweet from one of the people that was at the dinner. And she basically said, oh, I thought he was your assistant for real. And And she just really believed it the whole dinner, and we didn't know that.
Yeah.
We thought we corrected that.
And this is one of those cases, once when I read the tweet, I was like, oh, it makes sense that she didn't really talk to me the entire night. She also never asked me what I do or my name is. I was like, that makes perfect sense. I can't believe she really believed that. But then again, it's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, we could make this the Heaton and his personal assistant podcast or something. I'm down for whatever.
I think that's a joke name. I don't have a personal assistant. I manage my own calendar. Like, this just wouldn't work.
You just do everything yourself. All right. Well, that's probably a topic for another recording. So we have kind of ish the branding. Let's talk about, format and frequency. How long and how many times do we want to do this?
Yeah. I mean, generally, I like quality, and I think even with content and all that, and you and I align on that, that when you put something out, and this is content, basically, it's audio, but it's content, quality is most important, so I would say as often as we can keep the quality high. And then in terms of frequency, there's some studies out there that say like 22 minutes or 20 minutes or something like that, although I'm sure we could talk for a very long time, and you're probably the only salesperson that I would want to talk to all day, but yeah, so I think I would suggest like 20 minutes, because that's easy.
All right, let's do, I mean, 20 minutes is perfect. We could talk for days.
Yep.
But then again, you know, we have also businesses to run, families, kids, and we want people to listen.
Yep.
And not us just talk.
Right.
So let's do 20 minutes. I like that. And then frequency, I mean, I like more frequent podcasts because I think it's easier to build an audience. And also from a listener's perspective, it's easier to build habits around it or look forward to it.
It's like TV programming. You look forward to your favorite TV show. Yeah, this should be like their favorite podcast,
right?
Yeah,
this should be their favorite.
That's right.
We could, yeah. You.